Imagine having free access to the internet. No fees. All you need is a cheap mobile device. Sounds pretty great. At least that's what Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg thinks about internet.org, his initiative to bring internet access to some of the world's most remote and impoverished places, like India. But there's a catch, because let's face it, there is always a catch with these things, and this one's pretty big. Internet.org doesn't actually give its users access to the entire internet. One reason why the Indian government has moved to halt the service while the country determines the future of its internet laws. So here to explain more is our weekly guide to the world in tech, Recode. Noah Culwin is associate editor for Recode. He joins us from New York. Noah, good to have you back.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Great to have you. So internet.org in India, it looks like it's a partnership between Facebook and the Indian wireless carrier Reliance. But at issue particularly is something called Free Basics, which sounds like a great thing for the 1 billion Indians without internet access. So what's the issue?
So the rub here is that a lot of folks in India and elsewhere, and critics of internet.org in general, charge that the Free Basics app violates net neutrality and that it's effectively economic discrimination. Because instead of actually giving Indians or users in other places internet.org is active, such as Ghana or Senegal or Pakistan, what you're giving them is a limited basket of services that just so happens to include Facebook.
Uh-huh. So you mentioned the other countries that internet.org is active in. I'm seeing that it's around 30 countries. Hasn't this net neutrality issue come up before?
It's been a part of the conversation since it was announced, really. The main thing with India, the biggest change is, of course, that India is the second largest country in the world, and it's a huge market. And what happens in India could possibly be felt elsewhere.
Okay. So Mark Zuckerberg wrote a pretty impassioned op-ed in the Times of India about this earlier this week. And, people have been making analogies to having a walled garden as the internet access for Indian users here. And he doesn't like that. I mean, he wrote, who could possibly be against this? And he says that Free Basics actually does respect net neutrality. What's his argument?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't like you to think of it as a walled garden. He'd actually prefer you to think of it as a library. And the way he talks about net neutrality, I think he comes close to quite literally describing it as a first world problem. I think for Zuckerberg and for Facebook in general, their argument is simply that it costs these carriers that we're partnering with money to give you this stuff for free, so we can't give you everything. So here's the limited stuff we can give you. And, of course, the problem there is that by only choosing to offer some services, you're giving a competitive advantage to certain services over others. And so you're not really giving people the full experience of being on the internet, even if they haven't had the experience of being on the internet. What you're giving them is a very corporatized and narrow version of what the internet is like. And part of the problem is that that's actually how many people experience the internet in the developing world. Mm. One survey asked a bunch of folks in Nigeria if they thought Facebook was the internet, and something like 65% of people agreed. And in the U.S., when asked that same question, only 5% of people agree.
Interesting. So I want to ask you a little bit more about sort of the market implications of this in a second. But I'm seeing that Zuckerberg, in his Times of India op-ed, offered this anecdote about a farmer named Ganesh. I don't know if that's his real name or not, but who uses the free internet service to check weather updates and commodity prices. And then Mark Zuckerberg asks, how does Ganesh being able to better tend his crops hurt the internet? While he may have a point, though, I mean, I imagine that Indian net neutrality activists kind of say that that attitude has kind of a, I don't know, a nouveau British Raj feel to it, right? Because back in the days of colonialism, a lot of people said, hey, no problem. The British brought the railroad to India. So what's the issue?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the response to that is the one that I think anti-colonialists have been making ever since the Raj, which is simply that, yeah, you're bringing all this great stuff, but it's also being – it's not like it's a charity project. It's not like it's an act of charity. By getting more people on internet.org and using the Free Basics app, what you're also doing is you're making more Facebook users on whom Facebook can make money. And even if Facebook isn't pushing ads on those people right now, in 5-10 years or something, that could be totally different. And so there is something kind of, I think, fundamentally – a lot of the critics feel that this is fundamentally deceitful, that by saying, oh, this is such a great thing that we're doing for all of you right now, well, it kind of – ignores the fact that Facebook in the long run will absolutely treat the consumers in India and Pakistan and Nigeria just like they're going to be, they treat consumers in France or the US or Mexico.
Right. And so just briefly, if you want to touch back on a point you mentioned earlier, I mean, this is an enormous emerging market. There's potentially a billion new users to come online. And if these the walled garden analogy is true and holds, I mean, imagine the control, the influence that companies like Facebook might have in deciding, you know, what sites these users do have access to or not. The market implications are enormous.
Right. I mean, if you can't get on Twitter through Free Basics, then that's a pretty big market disadvantage for Twitter. If Free Basics is if the Indian government decides to allow Free Basics, and that's how a huge number of people end up experiencing the internet for the first time.
Do you know when we might expect a decision on this in India, whether or not to undo its ban on Free Basics?
Reports say that something will come down in early January, so we should actually find out within the next few weeks.
All right. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on it as it develops then. Noah Colwin, associate editor at Recode, talking to us about Facebook's latest efforts to bring a sort of free internet to India and other parts of the world. Noah, thank you so much.
Thank you.